Expedition member Carlton Ward Jr. recalls slogging for days through the heart of the Everglades on kayak.
We pushed on into the night, so we had about 2 hours in the dark following the line, kind of flying by instruments on the GPS. And I mean, I ran over two alligators that nearly threw me out of my kayak, and you couldn't quite tell what was coming around each corner.
And filmmaker Elam Stoltzfus remembers being regaled by cowboy poets at campfires and dining on frog legs and turtles at an Indian reservation near Lake Okeechobee.
Florida is one of the greatest studios that exists, and be able to be outdoors and see these epic scenes and trying to emotionally capture small slices of life as we go through this expedition, it's just been an incredible experience.
Now they've reached the end of the trail. On Sunday, the four members of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition walked across the Georgia state line into the Okefenokee Swamp. It was 1,000 miles and nearly 100 days ago when they boarded kayaks in Florida Bay at the tip of the Everglades. They sport calluses and legs hardened by 3 months of hiking through sawgrass, palmetto stands, and piney woods. They risk their lives walking across two interstates. But that may have been the easy part. Now they have to make their vision of creating a continuous corridor for wildlife running the length of the state a reality. It's not a new idea. Corridors to connect fragmented wild areas have been proposed for states as different as California and New Jersey. There's even a transnational one planned to stretch from Yukon to Yellowstone. But do they really help heal fragmented landscapes? Who better to answer that question than the guy behind the website, Do Corridors Work?
These are the questions that take decades to answer, and we don't really know that corridors will serve this purpose.
Paul Beyer is a professor of conservation biology at Northern Arizona University. He's co-authored statewide maps of wildlife corridors in Arizona and California.
All the study that's been done so far has been typically at very small scales and only looking at very short-term animal movement. What's yet to be known is whether the longer corridors on the scale of miles will, over the long term, promote gene flow and allow things like animals to recolonize areas.
Still, Beyer says that's no reason to give up on the idea. What may be more practical, he said, is a system of shorter connections.
The way to conceive of this interconnected system of corridors in Florida would not be to think of one corridor going from the Everglades to Georgia. There can be some very valuable corridors that go from one national park to the next state park, and to the next wildlife area. And each of those corridors can be very valuable, even if the entire network doesn't come to fruition.
And just who would pay for a corridor? Florida Forever, the state's main land preservation program, barely has enough money to maintain the lands it has. So that means leaning on people like private ranchers, using conservation easements and tax incentives so their land doesn't get developed.
I believe times have been changing, and that in the state, the particularly private landowners are really starting to embrace the future of conservation.
That's Nick Wiley, head of the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission.
Those are the original Floridians who love the land. And that love for land is translating into a broader vision, a broader interest in protecting that landscape.
One of those ranchers on board is Mike Adams. He's the third-generation president of Adams Ranch, 54,000 acres and 9,000 cows in Osceola County. I spoke to him in March when the expedition stayed overnight in his lodge.
From our business and in the cattle business, we feel like we're a good fit with the wildlife. It's something that we were raised with and we have a great respect for. And we feel like this is an important project to see go forward, because essentially all our coastlines on either side have been built out, and those corridors are gone. And they will not return.
Expedition leader Carlton Ward says half the battle is just educating Floridians on the ranches, swamps, and beauty of natural Florida.
We have nearly 19 million people. Most of those people are living along the coastlines. Two-thirds of those people weren't born in Florida. And so there's not necessarily a sense of place or a sense of identity that relates to interior Florida. At the same time, most of our water, wildlife, and food come from this interior area. So it has tremendous importance to everyone living out along the coast, but in many ways it's still terra incognita in their minds.
He says publicizing that unknown land in the minds of the state's movers and shakers is their next mission. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.
Support for coverage of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition comes from the Mosaic Company.